Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you? You're good? Shh. Relax. It's a new form of relaxation. I should relax. Stop. Chill out. Sometimes you need it delivered that way. Not only way. That's not the only way, but... So on today's show, I'll give anyone a nickel if they can tell me who's on today's show. Go ahead. Jeremiah Watkins.
Brent Weinbach and Andrew Michon.
Oh, my God, you're right, everybody. He's right. Wow. 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 Shut up. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was Jeremiah Watkins, everybody. Jeremiah Watkins.
Wow.
So it was a lot of fun. Can I tell you, after this show, I went and did Doug Loves Movies, which I also had a great time doing. But I'm never going to do something after the podcast if I can prevent it, because those guys were really a lot of fun to be around. It was just a great energy. And I could have, well, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn. Maybe they're like, Todd, that was long enough. It was 3 hours. But I could have kept going with them for a while. They were really fun to be around. Great energy, just bits and stuff, and it was really a lot of fun. Okay, there you go. That's all I got to say. Now, what I'd like to do before I throw to today's show, Aristotle, this is the opportunity I give you every week to see if you really do listening to the opening of everyone, which you say you do, and so far you've not missed any of them. This is an opportunity for you to say whatever you want and throw back to me.
Buy more reusable materials, you know, like a metal or bamboo straw, and just bring that with you places. It sounds inconvenient, but it's really not. You can also put it in a little pouch with bamboo utensils. Those are super awesome. And then boom, now you've got a pouch for your utensils and your straw. There you go. Also, coffee cups. Bring your own damn coffee cup. Don't forget it. And bring your canvas bags into the market. Think green, goddammit.
Why, thank you, Aristotle. And now on to the end of the show. Look, I have a great group of people here, and we're all hanging out. And it's Jeremiah Watkins, Cody Woods, and then Pat House from Philadelphia, ladies and gentlemen, who is in Los Angeles right now, and some guy who lives next door. And these, I always notice when we're hanging out, sometimes a lot of us, we're stressed out. Pat, you were saying it the other day, that people are stressed out of their minds.
Absolutely.
People are stressed out, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, but you said something about the stressed out, about how, oh, you wanted to start doing more yoga.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The stress level's just been...
I can tell in your voice. Can't you tell in your voice? You can tell in a voice. You can tell in the voice. Oh, you can tell. Definitely tell. You can tell. That's bad. Whoa, that's noticeable. That's noticeable. So what I'd like to do, and I want to be serious about this. I really do want to be serious about this. I'm going to put my phone on the table, and then we're going to throw it to today's show. This is just a cold opening to the cold opening. So here we go. And by the way, in the month of this beautiful month we're in right now, I guess it's March by now, Portland and Helium, I will be there. Portland Helium. I don't have time to say the dates, but I know it's coming up. Portland Helium, I'll be there. And also, I will be at the St. Louis Helium. And the first week of the month, I'll be at South by Southwest doing two shows, like Saturday and Sunday at the Hideout. Okay, now here we go. So again, I just wanted to, with what's going on in the world right now, take a second and we'll just do some breathing together. I'm literally going to take my jacket off. I'm at my house. If you want to know the picture that I'm painting, and I am painting to George Carlin, I'm painting the picture. I'm not lying about the atmosphere. I'm not lying about the atmosphere. We have a fire going over here in the fireplace, and then there is a like an oil torch in the middle of the table with a pretty big flame. Everybody's sitting around it in a semicircle with their chairs pulled up around it. So we'll do a little breathing exercises. We'll throw to the show. And I think this might even help the listener. So here we go. So remember, don't overthink it, everybody. Just take a deep breath in. All right. By the way, honestly, Pat, great. It was really great. And it's very hard sometimes to just take a deep breath. But and whatever you do is fine, but not necessarily sounds. I know but more just a breath, just like a deep breath in. If you make a sound, guess what? It's okay too. But we're gonna aim whenever you get there to sort of just take a deep, deep breath in. Okay, here we go. You guys are doing great. Do you feel good? Because this is a positive energy, and that's what we're trying to do. Take a big, deep breath in. First of all, that's great. That is very good. Any step towards just taking in the good and letting out the bad. But what I want to try to do, and we can go so slow with it, is try to just take breaths. Let me show you something, and we'll just do a clean breath, like. And then exhale. So let's all just sort of look at it like you had some mentholyptic, am I saying that right? And your breath and all your nasal cavities are open, and you just take a deep breath in. You ready? Deep breath in. Okay, guess what? How do you all feel? Okay. All right. Okay. It might be. Is anyone allergic to citronella? Are you allergic to citronella?
Yeah.
Okay. This candle is citronella that I have lit here, so you'll be fine. Okay. All right. Listen, let's just do one at a time because I'm not giving up on you guys. Pat, I just want you to take a nice deep breath in. Seriously, don't overthink it. A nice deep breath in. Okay, that's great.
in. Let it out. Let it out.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. By the way, that this is a teacher that's full of shit. She's running for the mountains. She goes, okay, we'll meet back here next week. I'm not digging that, dealing with that class every week. Mental patience. And I say that in a good way in the bit. All right, everybody, that's the show. I want to give you all an assignment. I want you to go listen to this part of the podcast. Whatever you thought in this room of how funny that was, when you listen to it, you'll be like, fuck, Todd was right. Something about in the dark, when you're just picturing all these people and this patient teacher and these basically, how do you say it politely, idiots. You're all idiots. That's right. I said breathe, but I have to be patient. All right, now I'm starting to wonder if this is worth opening the show with. All right, have a nice day. That's what I go from. That to have a nice day. That's my career. That's why I don't know where to take a stance. All right, that was too much, and then I have to go to have a nice day. What about just an ample opening that's not too long? The Brett Weinbach and Andrew Michon did a great job. They don't need me doing a 20-minute opening, but this is the part of the show that I heard people like.
It's a good show.
What?
How do you go from that to this? You just talk and you go, and then you, you bring it down here.
Oh, no.
See that? Oh, there's tricks.
Yeah,
no, there's tricks.
People go, trick,
is there ever a gross edit?
No. I feel the energy's still the same right now, actually.
The same.
I feel
it's just
the same. It's all
just
one
calmer.
Energy.
Yeah. Exactly. Shh. Oh, back. You know what? This is
going to
drive me
even
nuts.
Even if you whisper, I feel the energy's still there, actually.
Excitement. I think you're actually right. I love that you're saying it. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something else you just did, and you're very perceptive. And I don't think I'm being, like, bullshit, like, observant. Like, I think, like, I noticed a teeny little thing, but you had that plastic bag on the counter. You surmised that I probably didn't want it there, and you, like, took it off and put it behind you.
Well, yes.
And you were right.
Well, no. It feels better when there's nothing here.
Yeah.
I didn't want it there, too.
Actually. Oh, cool.
It was a shared feeling,
good.
You know?
Because I would never say anything. You know why? Because it's the exact opposite. I mean, to people I know real well, maybe. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah,
some people
sure.
It's the exact opposite. You make, you're saying to somebody, hey, take that trash off the
well,
table.
Well,
I just assume that you left it there as Brent's instrument to play during of music part. You know, he's just crinkling the bag and stuff. So
yeah, that's like
I thought it was weird that you didn't play it, actually.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to need. Maybe Aaron, if you don't mind, or somebody. Does anyone have a lighter? Because I'm really going to want to light that.
I don't have a lighter.
No. Do you mind?
What flavor is it?
You have a lighter? Can you throw
candle.
It over? I'm not going to
candle.
Catch it. What do you think the odds are I catch it?
Wow.
Man. Shut the fuck up, Eric. Thanks for throwing it right. How about a hand for Eric for throwing it right? By the way, that's Eric Olson. That little light
Eric
your
Olson,
face.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know, usually it's dark over there.
You know what I like about the energy here?
What do you like? I'm calm. I'm in a great mood.
I like that it's the boys. You know? We're hanging out with the boys. We're hanging out with the boys here, you know?
Wow. Just some music back in the day.
Yeah. Just the boys hanging out in the clubhouse, you know?
Yeah.
I like that.
What do people talk about then?
Should I put this on?
I sometimes have the headsets on, sometimes I don't.
Yeah, listen, I won't.
No, try them on. Sometimes maybe it is good.
It's quite nice. I just started.
Oh, you just started doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, you just started
I used to not wear these, but I've actually started wearing these recently.
And can I tell you something about this portion of the show?
Yeah.
And I don't want to start. I'm not a guy who starts feuds with other podcasts. But this is what they're upset with me. I don't care. This is my cold opening. This is not my podcast. Some people go, oh, on our podcast, that would just be the podcast. I go, no. That's like, this is a cold opening. So we can take our time. It's like, picture if it was a movie. And it's like, we get in, we get settled, we take our time. It's a cold opening. And then we have the show to do, and it's thundering out.
It's, you know what, it really does feel like it's thundering out right now.
It is.
That's neat. That feels neat. It feels, you know, it feels like reminds me of Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm or something like that. Yeah.
You know what? It can, if you just download thunder on like YouTube, and one night if you can play music and it can both work together, but sometimes I just go no music, just found a great thunder and play it in the house, and it can be really like, you know, just great conversation with people because there's nothing but some thunder. And
it makes you feel more like you have to stay in and just be with each other and do
Disneyland,
sort of
the rainiest place on earth.
Yeah,
is that true?
Most intimate place on earth.
Most intimate place on earth.
Wow, they, you know all that stuff that happens there. You know what's funny?
Things pop. Things boing around all the time.
No, they have those. You know the ride they have where you sit on the bunny and then it bounces up and down. It makes that sound right there.
That's the bunny ride. Yeah.
I love this thunder. Whatever
Disney's bunny.
No, this is real. I always go, let people think it's real. But I can stop for a second and go, they know it's a sound effect, but you have to go, no.
I mean, even we think it's real.
I feel it's real.
I feel it's real.
Because it's also because of some of the walls here.
They're rainy. They're kind of like raining walls.
They feel like there's rain behind on the other side of them.
Right.
You know, it's that kind of wall.
It's that kind of wall.
That kind of wall.
Friend of mine, I don't want to point it out, but a friend of mine here was escaped from prison. I'm being honest. Don't freak out. And he's here. He's somebody here. Yeah, no,
Everybody's a suspect.
Aaron, you're the worst at hiding it. Shut up. Anyway, but escaped from prison, and they just got nervous because they thought of, I don't know why.
Are we supposed to guess by the end?
By the end.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
It's not a murder mystery.
It's a podcast mystery.
It's a convict mystery.
Convict mystery.
Or something like that. Or it's a,
hey, you know what I want to do before the podcast, and I was inspired by, I actually, sometimes I'll watch, you know, like when someone's coming on, I'll actually look at YouTube and look at some. And the one thing we were laughing at today was the praying. Let's start by praying.
Oh, an old bit of mine. Praying before sets.
Oh, it's so great.
Oh, thanks, Todd. Thank you.
And thank you, pray. But I love that it gets a laugh now because you know what it means to me? People are getting smarter. They're laughing because it's so, they're not laughing at spirituality. They're laughing
at the
vanilla-ness of you know, let's start with a prayer.
Yeah. Different context. So funny.
But 20 years ago, that might have not gotten a laugh because people go, oh, that's nice. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think now, there's a more context for what comedy is and isn't, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so you like the way I come back in? I always give Aristotle a good place to come back in when he edits. That right there was beautiful. No one will ever know it.
Sometimes I do this. We go, okay, we're going to come back in 5, 4, 3.
Oh.
It's from Wayne's World.
You know what? I watched Dumb and Dumber last night. You know, I never saw the movie. I think
never
the first
saw it?
One.
Very funny.
I saw the first one. I didn't see the second one.
I didn't see any, but the one last night. It was a lot of.
Did you see Wayne's World?
I must have seen bits and pieces of it.
How did you feel about Dumb and Dumber?
I thought it was really funny.
It's funny.
I thought it was. It proves that if it's
what's your funniest movie?
Oh, geez, that's a good question.
Do you love funny movies?
I don't go see movies enough for no other reason than I think it's a commitment, and I hate commitment to day things. Like if on the road.
Well, what about at night?
That's the cleanest I've ever said. Well, a movie at night?
Yeah, at home. On video.
I'm starting to more now.
You go to the video store, rent a couple tapes, and you know,
I'm starting to more now. Waiting for Guffman is a
you like
classic.
That. That's one of your favorites.
Yeah. Some you're embarrassed because other people like are on the fence about it.
Waiting
and
for Guffman?
Like what? Waiting for Guffman?
Guffman?
No. Waiting for Guffman. No. Super Troopers was the first one was like really
it's a classic.
Just tickled
it's a classic,
me. I don't know. Maybe the marijuana, but I have friends that they're not all on the same page as that with me. They're like, I know you love that movie.
Oh, no. I'm on the page with anything you say.
Those friends are wrong.
Thank you. Thank you. And I hope they listen to the show, and they never let me talk during the credits.
I begged them. That's the biggest campaign I'd ever launched. Not really, but just mentioning it and tweeting it. I wanted them to let me talk during the credits on Super Troopers. I just was going to come on and go, hey, I'm a friend.
You're friends with them.
Friendly. But I thought it would be funny. I was just going to sell it. I pictured the movie ends, and then it's me, and I go, hey, I'm a friend of da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They didn't have room for me in the movie, and one day I go, let me talk during the credits. They're like, yeah, we'll let you fucking talk during the credits. So I got this opportunity. So I know you're all in the theater. And
they said no to that?
Well, guess, but when I finally found out why, I sort of understood. Not that they owed me an explanation, but they were like, hey, we saw all the tweets. And by the way, they really thought, but they use it for the bloopers, is what they said.
Was it going to be you? Were you going to see you on screen?
Just me on screen.
Just you walk over on the side of the black
background? Yeah, I walk
background.
Over on the side of the background.
That's funny,
and
yeah.
I just start talking. And I have to keep, I get everyone to do a sing-along. I go, stop with the credits for 1 second. I have a great opportunity.
You could also riff on the credits, like as they're rolling by, be like,
stop. Oh, you don't think I have a lot of power? Yeah. I bet this person thinks I do, and I take them and move them up and move those down.
You could also have the
That's
lyrics.
Funny.
Look at that.
You know what? If I ever make a movie and I call it Super Troopers, you're welcome to do that.
Wait, it doesn't have to be Super Troopers.
I think that is.
No.
I want to stick to your original plan.
No.
It's what you wanted, Todd.
No,
it's what you wanted.
This is fine idea for any movie. It really is. I'm yelling as it's a bit.
No, it's funny. I like it.
What movie wouldn't that work for? If you come on the end and you go, well, it wouldn't work for a drama.
Schindler's List.
It would. Yeah, that's right. That's
right. Cool. My note kind of take it. You know, lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, so dark.
Moonlight. Yeah, you know, look, we don't want to go out of the world, out into the world, and be in this.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to
get
reacclimated to.
It's better for a drama, I think, because then it sets people up, and then you talk about go enjoy your day, and give them ideas for things to do when they leave the theater.
It's a good way to transition. It's a transition. Into sort of normal.
Let me try to see, because the other one I can make pretend I'm doing it. Like, people are watching the type of movie, but okay, let's say it's Schindler's. Schindler's? Is that too much?
Let's go there.
Let's say it's Schindler's List.
Yeah, let's do it.
You start off kind of with a mellow energy about it, and just say, "Wow, that movie was, you know, that was deep."
And then do I have to make it funny?
You gradually start to become a little more animated, and it starts to become comedic, and you're making jokes.
Okay, here we go. Let me try.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Does anyone know how that movie ends? I mean, maybe we shouldn't say, but
yeah, I'll
it
tell
ends
you how
poorly,
ends.
Or
no,
like
just,
in a sad way.
It shows the survivors. This is not a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler.
I'm not going to do a tell-by-tell parody here.
We want to see how you
approach this.
So, Brett, you narrate the ending.
How it ends. I get it.
Yeah, just how the movie ends.
The lead.
Yeah, you need to take the lead. Exactly.
It's that song or the piece of music that goes, you know, da 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 da, or I think, and then the survivors, they pay their respects to the grave of Schindler.
Maybe we shouldn't do this.
And then what?
And then I go, okay, wait, I don't have to be disrespectful. It's an absurd situation.
Yeah.
Okay, take your last thing you just said.
So
and
they pay their respects to Schindler, and then there's a title card that says, you know, this many Jews survived and blah, 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 and, you know, they still respect Schindler to this day, and then the credits roll.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm a friend of...
Gilbert,
and he didn't know how to end the movie. He goes, I want to leave people that it's to be positive. And he said, will you come on and explain that how I was supposed to be in the movie? I was supposed to play this part, and he couldn't use me, and he felt horrible. So one night we're sitting around the house, and he goes, I have an idea. I didn't put you in the movie. You want to just talk during the credits, it'll sort of put people in them. They don't have to leave with that gut wrench. So this is what I'm doing. He said I could do anything I want. Isn't that great? You know what I might do? Stop the credits right now. Look at that. Oh, now you're all paying attention, aren't you? Well, I bet that person's happy, and I circle their name, like, you know, in post. Then I move it down. Then I have a sing-along. Oh, let's do a sing-along. I don't know. It might be too much. You know what? Forget it. I'm not. You couldn't. I really tried.
I think
you
were doing really well, actually.
Well,
I think it's going quite well.
With the memory of it. But when you just sat through that, just that type of, that type of, like, reaction, that, you know, you can't get rid
fine.
Of that.
Maybe not Schindler's List. It was Sophie's Choice. Okay. How about we do Sophie's Choice?
I think there is a movie, but it doesn't, Sophie's Choice, is that hard one, too? How's that end?
Yes. It's probably, it's in a way is kind of worse.
Oh.
Well, you never saw it?
I think, is that about having to make it, make a choice?
She had to make a choice. But it's related to the Holocaust as well.
I know. Yeah, that's another one that will shred your insides.
But I think you could. I think it's nothing you can't handle.
You've proven yourself.
Yeah, yeah, you've already proven yourself with Schindler's List.
You know what? Maybe I would start by going. Just to make, you know, now the siren maybe not a good idea.
Instead of a gradual transition, just a hard transition into it, so that it's like jumping into the pool rather than going, you know, inch by inch. You know.
Did you know Brody? I'm not afraid.
I mean, not to like.
Well, that's how he would have wanted it.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew Brody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're happy. I have.
Did you talk about Brody already on an episode?
This is the first one.
It's very sad.
First one. I am. Somebody. You know, sometimes you know, like you think, I hope I'm not just waiting till someone's dead to then. And I'm in a weird way. I'm glad that a month ago I saw him at the Squat Melt.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen him over the years at the Squat Melt. Yeah, mm-hmm. Behind.
Squat Melt. Yeah.
and I'd seen him. It was about a month and a half ago, maybe. And I'd seen him. I've known Brody forever. And I've sat in the back of the room and I've laughed and I'm going, oh my God, what is he talking about? Loving it. And then I did ask the question because I thought I was watching. I think I asked Aaron Simon, wait, was any of that just material? Like even me, I was, and I'm around comedy. I'm not like some, and I go like, is he? He goes, no. I go, so he's now. I thought maybe this is something he's done every week because it just seems so like bang, 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 mm-hmm. hitting, you know. And he's like, no. I'm like, oh wow. And then. Yeah, he's dead.
Wait. What were you concluding then from that night?
That it was something sort of like just magical about it, you know, and this. It's maybe it's like what you've seen people fake do, but he was really doing it.
Yeah,
well, sure.
And he had jokes. He did. That doesn't ruin what we're saying. The grander, the you know, what is so cool about it? If you but those were, there was no. He never acted spontaneous when it was. Yeah, he had some standards that he might go to, but he never acted spontaneous about that stuff, unless it was, I think.
Yeah, I also feel like it's so sad also because he, more than any other comedian I can even think of, is like the most fun to watch live. You know, like exactly what you're talking about, where he is so, he's more present than anyone else I've ever seen perform. Yeah, it's just something really sad about like the most present comedian not being around.
I know, it's always you say the same thing. You're always like, it's so fucking final.
Yeah.
Which is,
actually,
of course.
Actually, did you, as a fellow present comedian, because you're very present as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, both of you, yeah.
Do you feel a kinship or something to Brody Stevens? You know, he's very in the moment, and you are too.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, very kind of conscious of everything going on in the moment. Did you kind of relate to that at all with him? Or?
Yeah, same like with Andy Kindler, maybe.
Yeah, Andy
like,
Kindler as well.
When you
yeah,
go uh-huh. stop, like literally, most of the time before I go up on stage, I will literally say to myself, just do the bits, do the jokes, and not the stuff in between.
Mm-hmm.
Just do the bits. We're not even saying let us pick the bits. Whatever you love to do, just get to it. Instead, I'm putting cookies in my pants, going, oh, if somebody laughs, I'll pull out a cookie, and yeah. you know. And then I say to myself, what are you putting cookies in your pants for? You're backstage at Largo. You just literally said 2 minutes ago, I just want to go out tonight and just get to the
jokes.
That's
the stuff that makes it a magical moment.
Legends. You know, that's the stuff that makes legends. There you go.
Did you relate to that with Brody?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And did you know him well?
You know how it is with comedy? Like, yeah. You could go a year without seeing somebody,
sure,
and then
yeah,
you could see
yeah.
him five times in a year.
Yeah.
But no, I always know from way in the beginning, it was the relationship was perplexing. He was always really sweet and really warm. But also, like, I mean, there were days when I would tell him, he was telling me he was going to start playing baseball again. Like, this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? He goes, I think I might start playing baseball. And I was like trying to get a grip. And I go, are you serious? And I go, you know, you're like, why? You're here and you're really funny. Like, if you just apply yourself 50%, you're going to have, you know, you're going to have success if you apply yourself 50%, you know. I was like, come on, you know you're funny. Like, that was the conversation I had.
Oh, he wanted to start doing baseball because he thought he wasn't going to...
I was like,
he thought he wasn't going to succeed in comedy or something.
Yeah,
like
you know, am I, you know, that whole, like, you know, it's, yeah, and that was very early on, like, when I knew him. And then, you know, I didn't see him all the time, but, hey, you can see a comic once and 10 years later feel... A lot of warmth. A lot of people that, you know, felt genuine warmth, even though they're not, you know, you're not around the person.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about starting baseball fresh.
Thank you.
Starting fresh. Yeah, just I'll see what happens, you know.
I'll tell you, you're all right, too, you know. The other last week, she didn't care.
Yeah, I was, at like a little impromptu comedian hang the night that Brody died, where everyone was kind of hanging out and talking and just kind of reminiscing and stuff. And it was interesting because there was a lot of folks there. There were maybe like 30 comedians who all came out and just like
thinking about starting baseball.
Yeah, thinking about starting baseball. We're going to start a team, yeah. But no, and you know, similar to what you're saying, we all had a conversation of like, who has anyone here ever hung out with Brody, like one-on-one on purpose, like gone out and done stuff? And a lot of them, the answer was no. People who I thought, you know, have known him for a long time, but he was just someone who was always around, but he was, I don't even know, like, he wasn't close with a lot of people.
Well, that's a really interesting, you know?
Close with Howard,
probably. No, he was definitely close with some people, but I'm just saying the vast majority of people there who all felt a kinship with him and were very sad to see him go, you know, it was, he is this kind of mysterious figure as well, you know? It's,
yeah.
It's interesting.
I hung out with him a couple times, one-on-one.
Oh, yeah? What'd you guys do?
We just talked in the car for a long time.
Well, yeah, I mean, but like after shows and stuff?
Yeah, but we got out to eat and stuff, too.
Separate after from shows? Not, I'm talking not, no show. Not, I'm talking okay, no show, because no I've show. Done that, too.
No, you're
you
right.
Know?
No show.
I'm saying no show, you
I'm
guys hang
show.
Out.
I'm talking show.
Whoa, that's they're different. Going at it! Fight! 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 Come on, guys, calm down!
All right.
Guys, come
fight.
On!
Fight!
Guys, come
fight.
On! It's unprofessional!
I had excitement to the show. I know how to produce a show.
Pitching fight.
So, what did you do?
Am I allowed to ask about this?
Oh, this?
Yeah. Can I ask about it? Is that okay to ask
about
it?
Yeah, I love it.
I don't want to reveal the
secrets.
Are
you kidding me? I love that you're asking.
Okay, well, what is this?
Okay, so this
for those, there's a dead dolphin on the table for those wondering what's up.
Okay, so, this is like two things that I don't want to forget to do, so I always write them on this piece of paper. It says thanks at the top.
Just out of curiosity, why is it kind of like a chart situation?
Okay, so this is this piece of paper. So once that I've done this, I put that away. These are bits I maybe want to do. Like maybe some silly bits I want to do.
Yeah,
a song
fun.
I want to play. And these are all fun. Songs on the yellow post.
Oh, that's fun, yeah.
So maybe like that. And then I'm like, you know what we should do? We should, you know what? Let's take a break, right? Let's take a break. We're professional. But I'm not going to do it now. I do like this.
It was a night. It really was.
This is the period I want to live. Not really, just the energy.
Oh, how bright it was, it really was.
All right. And then these are like Kerry. I thought, I wonder if any of these guys would attempt singing. I always like to watch people attempt singing to karaoke.
I mean, I have this sort of bit that I do. It's about doing karaoke to instrumental music.
Because,
you know, I'm a fan of instrumental music.
But not karaoke.
Well, I'm that's the trend I'm starting is karaoke to instrumental music.
So you do.
So you sing along to the instrumental track, you know.
I like it. Can we try it tonight?
Well, I mean, sure, if you like.
So wait a second. I don't think I understand. I'm going to be brave enough to admit it.
Okay, so say you really like a piece of instrumental music, right?
Okay,
well,
I like instrumental.
You can't go to a bar or wherever and do karaoke to your favorite instrumental track. They don't have that, but. You know, I'm trying to start that, though.
So they'll have... So if you want to sing, for instance...
Say this piece of music called Marbles by this group called Software.
Mm-hmm.
Or say even Morning Dance by Spyro Gyra.
Okay.
Or,
I don't know. You're being
honest.
Say
the Schindler's List theme music or whatever.
Right.
You know,
you
put it on.
And you hum along to it?
Yeah, you sing along to it. You can make up lyrics if you want, or you can just hum along to it.
I love song parodies.
It's not a parody.
Oh, you're not, it's not
no,
a parody.
It's genuine. Okay.
Do you know what he's talking about?
I do. I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, my God.
I've seen the bit so many times, I could do karaoke
to that track.
To
yeah.
be honest.
Yeah.
Wow. So
the track is good.
Should we load it up? Is it possible?
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is, I mean, you want to do Marbles? You want to try to switch
Let's
it up?
Let's try Marbles. No,
because
try
you
marbles.
Can sing along too.
Yeah, I know how to do it. Yeah, yeah.
I have a feeling. Okay. Okay.
This is a good song.
This is a good song.
By who?
Marbles by Software.
Software.
Okay. This is great. I like, you know what I like? When we're searching for something, it feels like then we get to just do whatever we want.
You can kind of chill out a little bit. Yeah, and talk about
because you have the next thing lined
but
up.
Here's
you know?
Yes. I will say though, yes, you may not like this kind of music though. I like it. A
I'll
lot.
Like it.
I genuinely like.
You'll
this.
Like his love of it though.
I'll like it.
Yeah,
maybe I'll make you like it through me.
Even
you'll
if
like,
I don't
you'll like me liking,
you'll
it.
You'll be happy for him.
Even even if you don't like the music, like would you go listen to more of that? That doesn't mean you can't like the bit. But not the bit.
You can't like me liking it.
I can like you liking it.
I think I got it here.
I can like you liking it. Like, that's what I always thought if I had to hook up with, like, a 75-year-old, 80-year-old lady.
You mean get to?
How did you fucking have that? Where after where was that at when you decided to lift it up? Because it seems like it would have to be like literally just
waiting for
perfect
it.
Timing.
Maybe he was waiting for you to say something that would warrant that.
Right.
And he knew it was gonna he didn't know it was gonna be an old lady, but it was.
I don't want to say anything that is crass or for just no reason to be crass. But I, you know, what was it that I said I did? Because I said it if it was like to hook up with. Oh, yeah, and the fantasy I used to have, for some reason, it was always with a woman because I don't know, because traditionally that's what I guess it would have been.
Something
so
different.
When I was like 15, 16, 17, and me and my friends were like being, or maybe later than that, maybe 30. when you were talking about like, it was like, what if you had to like, you know, you just didn't want to work, so you just have to meet like somebody. Somebody that is older and that you know
a sugar mommy.
Or daddy.
Or whatever.
Yeah. So that and then you would tell them, oh, I kiss you make up a religion and you would like say, oh, I kiss with a towel in between. That's the way we do it because it's hotter.
Yeah.
And she's like, let's move it. Everything I'm saying makes sense.
That was her boner.
Out of context. Out of context, it could sound a little weird, but I think I own what I'm saying. Others follow through the absurdity of having these scenarios. But, you know, the thing is, now I think about it, if I wanted that now in my life, like, let's say I was just Todd Glass, not a comedian, because then, of course, I get a, you know, much better.
Yeah, 60, 65, better. You know, at least. Yeah, you don't have to go up to 85.
Yeah, I don't have to go up to 85. No. But it's just me as me right now. This is how I look. I could put on a suit. And I didn't want to work the rest of my life. All I'd have to do is have sex with someone that I would be the young one, that the guy or girl, whatever you decide you're going to do. So, like, I'm sure there's some 80-year-old out there, guy or girl, that would love to be with me, right? So if I'm willing to be with them, then I don't have to work the rest of my life. But I got to go up in age because, you know, I'm not the one, you know, I got to go up. You know, somebody else that's 20 would have to go up to 40.
Well, what about some kind of young tech yuppie type of guy, you know, or girl, you know, or whatever. And it's sort of like, you know, these days the young people are kind of wealthy and they
don't have time to find love on their own, you know, so they just need to hire you.
They're doing tech stuff. So
and they're a fan of the podcast, so they like your energy.
So now,
and they want you to quit, though, and be with them.
It's almost like a sugar son.
Sugar son.
Like or sugar daughter, you know, or something like that, you know.
A sugar kid, you know.
Sugar kid,
it's a sugar
kid. It's a sugar kid, yeah.
I want you to know this is a good point
sugar
during
child.
The show.
Sugar child.
Because look how they throw this.
A honey child. It's a honey child.
A honey child.
Hey, guys, do you want to do something nice? I noticed sometimes in some of your old stand-up routines that you would pray before the show. Pray.
Yeah,
you want to pray now?
Sure. Yeah.
I would. Yeah.
Can we all go around? Even if we don't have mics, we'll yell something out. I'll go first.
Okay. Well, I did the bit, so I feel like I could go first for the prayer.
Not the bit.
Well, no, I've done the all bit right, of it right. before.
Well, if you guys want me to break the ice, I'll just go ahead and go first.
I wouldn't mind if I did because the reason I would do it...
It doesn't matter who goes first.
No, I went to a Christian school when I was growing up, so I feel like I should go first.
I'm not even kind of trying to joke right now. I'm not really a very spiritual person, and therefore I think I should go first.
It makes sense.
So it's non-denominational.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Eric.
Well, I haven't gotten to pray yet, so I think maybe I should go first.
Like at all?
You guys are thinking too much about it. I should just go first, get it going.
I'll say this, you guys. I already went first in my head. I already went first in my head.
My initials are AA.
Stop.
Alphabetically, I should go first.
I'm talking to God right now.
No.
Guys.
I started already.
Guys, stop.
Please
fucking stop.
No, I'm going. Let me go
first.
Dude, come on.
Dude, I just had the coolest prayer.
No. Alexa.
That's something I have to tell you about what that means in a second.
This you're fucking ruining, and now I'm ruining it by cursing. You get the irony in this that we're going to have a fucking prayer, and you're sitting all arguing. Notice I don't care. I'll go last. I'm not going to fucking... Can we just all agree?
I kind of want to go last, actually. Yeah. Could I go last?
It's all right.
It's
all right. I'll go last.
You guys go.
No. We got a pretty big prayer.
Can Aristotle go first?
Yeah, let's have Aristotle go first.
Aristotle goes first. I'll go last.
Well, I'll go last.
Now I want to go. I'll go
forget it.
I should middle.
It.
How angry do you want me to get?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll go in the middle.
No. I take the middle.
I call the hump.
Guess what time it is? You're going to love it. Do you like to play guess what the flavor of the Skittles are?
Not to be this guy.
Oh, would you eat a Skittle?
Not to be this guy.
I would eat a Skittle, but it would be like the way I would do it. I would. Such a Skittle.
By the way, not... You know...
The way I would do it... Well, how would I have to eat it?
Well, I was going to say, because I don't like to touch... I don't like to touch them for people.
No, and I don't want them to be touched by people. No. But what I would do is I carry napkins on me at all times, and I would have it...
I wouldn't look.
We pour it into the
napkin.
That's
exactly what we'll do. Are you willing to play it that way?
Yeah.
Do you think you could tell the flavor?
Yes, I certainly... Oh, easily. That's the regular...
And look... Hold on.
That's regulation, standard, original Skittles. America made. I also want to throw this out there. We have one bit set up with Marbles by Software.
Shit, thank you.
Skittles are kind of like
marbles.
They're the marbles of candy.
Let's do that first.
Okay.
We're also...
Oh, no. Let's
pour it in, and then we'll just...
And let me tell you something. The good thing is trusting you.
We're also
not looking.
Still
I'm not
cold
gonna
open.
Look.
I don't care if you do
I don't look.
You know why?
I don't look. I'm not looking. I'm not looking.
Podcasts are shitting
in their
pants
look.
Right now.
Now what flavor? I'm just pick one.
No, not now. We're gonna do the song. Oh yeah, let's do the song.
Fine, we'll do the song.
And then for you can just.
I'll take
it
one.
Out of the bag.
You're gonna put it in your hand?
Yeah. We'll wait. We'll wait till the song, and then I'll put one in my hand. Oh, you're already starting to eat.
Wow.
Oh what?
Wow.
What flavor is
really crazy.
No, I'm just eating them for enjoyment.
Oh, this is different. This is
not
for the bit.
It's not a game for
you. No, we'll do the game.
Skittles is not a game
for
you.
I don't know, seriously.
You know what, Taz? He's studying right
now.
He's looking at the colors and he's tasting the flavors. He's doing a little bit of studying.
I'm reminding myself of the flavors.
It's so easy. The regular pack, easily. It would be more of a challenge if it was the berries, you know, the mixed berry one or the...
Can I tell you something? I love your confidence.
Oh,
because
regular Skittles?
It's harder than you think.
It's been maybe 20 years since I've had a Skittle. I'm not even kidding.
For me?
Interested to see how
I haven't probably had a Skittle in maybe a year, but...
What's your favorite candy?
I like grapevines. Do you know what grapevines
mm-hmm,
are?
Of course.
You know grapevines? So they're made by red vines, but it's grape flavor.
Right.
And I like Good and Plenty.
I like Good and Plenty, too.
Or as I like to call it, Great and Not Enough. Oh. And I like... I used to like Airheads a lot. I used to like Airheads.
I used to like Sour Pit.
I don't like Sour.
Sour Ropes.
I don't like Sour.
When you haven't had Good and Plenty in a while,
it's good.
I want it so bad. You know when you're at the place with the bins and you can get Good and Plenty?
Oh, yeah.
You know those bins? I always take way too much because I'm positive I'm going to just want so much.
Yeah.
So I take a big scoop.
And then
I overdo it. Then I'm at the airport taking handfuls of Good and Plenty and throwing them in the trash because I know it's either that or eat them.
You ever been to Sweden, Todd?
No, but I've had Swedish fish.
Well, in Sweden, all the grocery stores have like 100 bins of candy of all different kinds, and you put them in a bag, and it's really fun and cool. It's really good.
I know, and it looks cool at the house. They some Swedish fish over there.
Yeah, they got all sorts of stuff, not even just fish. They got like octopuses and whales and stuff.
They have
Swedish whales.
They have Swedish shellfish.
Swedish shellfish.
Chocolate. yeah. All right. So you're going to do this thing, and they're going to... Does he have a
karaoke for instrumental music?
Okay, yeah, I can do it.
Are we ever going to start the show?
Well, this is, ladies and gentlemen, let's start with the I Dream I'm Having a Podcast. Now we'll start the show. Wait. Well, before we start in the cold opening, let's have a little bouncy. Do we have anything bouncy throughout the show? Brett says something. We have a little name, a little play, a little... Can we... do we have something?
Brent.
It'll be great callback.
Brent.
I like it.
Andrew.
There you go.
Andrew and Brent.
Okay, good. That's great. So now that was the cold opening. That's crazy. I mean, what time is it? No, don't tell me. It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody. This is a new one.
When I was a little boy, I dreamed of having a podcast.
This is a true story.
The only dream I'd ever known.
What? Shut the fuck up.
So I ever wanted, I wanted a podcast.
Look what it does.
Now I've got my own show.
Makes it look more professional.
And it gets better every day.
Wow, what was that?
And it gets funnier in every way. And it gets deeper than I can say.
What happened?
Oh, I just was... Don't really want to be around smoke. and stuff.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was wondering. What happened? Oh, yeah. That's what I couldn't figure out. It's all right. He just he messed up. Yeah, no, we knew.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we totally knew. No big deal. John, yeah. I'll tell you how we feel better. I could have been me. We're all the same. Let me explain something. I heard about a mother that went to see her the person that killed her child in a drunk driving accident. She went to visit the person that killed her daughter because one day she woke up and she went, "That's me. I could have had that happen to me. Uh-huh. That's me. She's not a monster."
Uh-huh.
And
visited her in jail, or was she out
so
of jail?
So you're me. You're me.
I apologize.
I said you're me.
Yeah, you just killed
Better
Brent.
Better you than me.
You just killed Brent in a stone smoking accident.
So wait, what were we talking about? We were talking about the song. Is that what? Oh yeah. The cold opening.
Cold opening.
Wow. And now we do the song. That's how we start the show.
Now it's more like a hot opening.
Now it's a hot opening.
It's a warm opening.
That was the cold opening. All that just then. Everything there. The stop. The everything that. Now we start the show.
Now it's okay.
And we'll put some reverb in your voice. You want to hit the drums if it's appropriate?
That's all right.
Oh, I'm going to sing along to this now.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Can we have some reverb?
He knows it. Right there,
holy
yeah.
Shit.
He doesn't know the song as well.
Can I tell you something?
Okay,
I love it. The minute you did, I'm like, that's what he meant. I didn't know. I sort of knew, but I wasn't sure. Everyone here knew. That's right up my alley. I could have listened to you do a whole song. Is there another one you have?
Name it. I know all of them. I know all of them. Morning Dance by Spyro Gyra.
And then do me a favor, like indulge me to go a little too much, and then we can always tilt it back. Let me hear some absurd amount of reverb in there. Do it now. Let me hear it. Go talk into there.
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5.
Yeah.
5.
There we go. Thank you. Okay, so what song do we play?
Well, I mean, whatever you want. That's something that's instrumental, I know it. How about the Alf theme song?
We have Fever.
Alf.
That we can get Alf. I
love Alf.
Downloaded all I have are Fever by Fever, that song.
Fever. Yeah, you give me Fever.
You know what's so funny is that I have when on the road, sometimes I have the band go out and just go blah 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 to words. Blah 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 blah. And the audience never seems to love it as much as I do.
Well, that's a variation kind of, yeah.
Yeah. But that's so funny that I was like, I can't ask one more time what they mean. And then
you didn't get what I meant by just singing along to it?
I think
But so you can add lyrics too. You can say it could have been marbles, marbles, and marbles, marbles, and marbles.
Why don't
marbles
we do it by software?
By software. Yeah,
no one's going to know because you're not singing the words. You never do the words, right? It's just the
Well,
the...
I just sing. I don't sing words, but you can.
Oh, you can?
If you wanted
to.
I'm
more confused.
You could if you wanted to. The point being is that you're singing along to instrumental music, however that may be. You could use words to do it. You could just use humming.
And what's...
here we go. This is it.
You could go do that at any karaoke night. Da 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 da
is Alf, right? You remember Alf?
Hi, everyone. It's me, Alf. I'm starting the show. I'm starting the episode.
Yeah. This is the cold open.
Hey, guys. It's me, Alf.
Oh, that was the cold open. Now the show starts. Welcome to Alf. I'm Alf.
Sup, guys. I'm Alf.
Yeah.
I'm here to teach you a thing or two about the universe.
You know what?
I've never seen Alf.
From the planet Melmac.
No. I just know he's an alien. Wait,
what was the guy's name?
Peripherally.
What was the dad's name?
Because it was everywhere.
What was the dad's name?
Delph. That was Delph.
Delph. No, what was his name? It was like,
I just remember.
Alf would say it like, Rick. What was his name? It was something like that.
Rick.
What was his name?
It's Alf.
Nobody knows Alf, the dad's name.
Does anyone have a computer?
You know, it was Rick. Or Rick. It wasn't Rick. It was something.
I hear it.
You know, like.
By the way.
Anyway, that's his co-host. But it would be his co-host with the dad, whoever the dad.
I like Willy. To watch.
Willie.
Yeah,
just
Willy.
Like Rick.
Yeah. Eric is great.
So it goes
Eric
like.
Eric is great. Eric is great. Eric is great.
Well, his phone is great.
Eric's phone is great. I try to spread some love around the room.
So it goes like this. It's like, hi, I'm Alf. Welcome to Alf. This is my co-host, Willie.
Sup, Willie. That's it.
Something like that.
That's what he does.
Anyway, that's a good instrumental track, though.
Yeah, it's good.
I love that. But that's one. There was a variation. That was like maybe that was season one or two or something, and then they changed at another season with a saxophone.
It's fun to watch. Just someone immerse in anything, and it's almost could be your ear, pleasurable to the ears, but then also relaxing to watch someone da da da. That's what I was doing when I was watching you. It's like
maybe
it's just that idea
that you like me liking it.
But it sounds nice too.
Oh, you like the music? Did you like those two pieces of music that we just heard?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You like that? Right,
of course.
You like that kind of thing?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah. Matter of fact,
what do you like about it?
Well, it's got a little bit of a big band. That's basically big band, isn't it?
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but I mean,
it has that. Without knowing what it was, it certainly has.
I mean, it's
like,
jazzy. It's jazz. They're both kind of jazzy. They're jazzy, kind of. You know, I mean. Well, the first one definitely, I mean, it's fusion, jazz fusion, if you like that. Yeah.
You know, even with music, what I like about music is when it's, and even if it's, can have a lot going on, but I still like it to be sort of clean sounding, mm-hmm. like not too much going on. I like, you know, sometimes too much I get, I can't handle
it. Sure. You don't want it to be too muddy.
Too muddy.
Right.
That's why I'm going to start a band. You want to be in my band? I got leather jackets.
Me?
Yeah.
Call it
probably
clean.
The least musical person in here, but
call
yeah,
it clean. Clean waters.
Clean waters.
Clean waters.
Do you play an instrument?
Zero.
Me neither. Do you?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What do you play? Oh wait, you play.
I have a background in jazz.
Wow, you brought your own keyboard.
Piano. I don't bring it.
Well,
with
not
me anymore.
Play that in front of you. Do you mind? Wow.
Yeah, La La Land is actually based on his life.
Here, check this. Check this. This is the next thing I've been working on.
Oh, that's nice. It's a
pretty
little
good.
It's a little sounds.
Now,
a little,
now here's a classic. You ready?
You like it?
Yeah, that's
that one's my favorite.
Oh yeah,
that one's really
that's
good.
That's an old. That's a classic one.
You know any piano songs like on the piano?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Well, play the next one. Play that. Yeah, that
there
one.
There you go. Yeah.
Nothing else.
Oh, I know this one too.
Oh, that's nice. That's a lion roar in the beginning of it. What's the name of your band?
Brent.
Oh, I like it.
I just go by Brent. You know.
Now listen, let's do the Skittles.
Oh, you want to do the Skittles again?
Sure, I know how to produce a show.
Right, I'm not going to look. I'm not looking.
I trust you.
Okay,
I'm
not going to look. I'll put one in my mouth, yeah?
Do we have an intro for this?
Play that. Here, let me play that riff again.
Here we go. Wow. And now, Brent Weinbach will guess what is the color of this Skittle. Now, keep in mind, we come into this, and Brent was very, very positive that this wasn't hard for him.
Now,
we've had guests here in the past, and it has not been as easy as he seems to think it'll be.
That's right, Todd. Brent's been looking pretty hot all season. He's been pitching pretty hard all season long, but he's coming in pretty hot.
He's coming in, and he feels very strongly about how easy these Skittles are going to be. And I hope he's right, and I hope he has a good season out there.
I want to show you what the color is, so that I'm not looking.
You mind picking it up with your hand?
Well, I don't want to touch it because my hand. I don't trust my hands.
Okay, so I got it.
You got the color.
Yes, we all see it. Did you see it?
I'm not going to look. I'm closing my eyes. Can you see yourself?
I trust him.
See it?
I trust Brent Weinbach.
You saw the color, Andrew?
Yes, I did.
All right, you guys saw it over there?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I don't know what it is. I'm going to put it in. You guys ready?
Okay.
I'm closing my mouth even.
I hope you're being honest because I think you are.
See, my eyes are so closed, I can't even.
Here, you don't overdo it because then we start doubting if you're being honest.
I don't know where the thing is.
You know what I mean? When they overdo it.
It's true.
He goes, why would I? Brett's got his eyes closed, and he's moving it around his mouth vigorously. I said vigorously, and he's really chewing. Giving
he's
this
chewing.
Some thought. You know, he does not want to make himself a fool. He came in here very strong-minded, and he looks like he's going to have follow-through with it, but he does not want to play himself a fool.
I'm ready.
Yes.
100% without a doubt, it's strawberry / pink.
Not,
it is.
No,
yes,
it's not.
It, it was yes,
not.
It is.
No,
yes, it
nope.
is.
It was orange.
Orange.
No, it was not.
Orange.
We
orange,
all
orange.
Saw it.
It wasn't orange.
It was
I guarantee you it's not orange. I'm tasting it. I'm eating it.
Can
you
I tell you something?
We all saw it.
Can you guys are wrong. It was,
wait,
no,
what?
I think because of the lighting right now, you didn't.
Can I tell you
he
something?
He turned his phone light on. He turned the flashlight on his phone.
That's not orange.
I mean, it was 100%.
It's 100%
orange.
Strawberry. It's strawberry. I'm 100%.
Can
convinced.
I tell you something? Here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do.
No
you
one
should have videotaped. You should have videotaped it.
No one could have predicted
you have
this.
You should have videotaped it.
Look, if I'm on a jury, now I'm not going against you guys, but I think you might even be all right with what I'm about to say. If it wasn't for the lighting, there's like a 5% chance. So let's do it again.
Let's do it again. Let's videotape just, it.
He, and then he did say flash.
I got one as well.
Let's do one.
Okay, here. I'll do it. Look, we'll do one more.
Yeah. Let's do one more. Can
and,
we get,
and here, I'm not going to look.
Thank you. Can you turn that off?
I'm not going to look. You got take a picture of it because I want to verify this okay. from my own eyes.
Hold on. Come bring it over
you
here.
A picture?
I don't have a phone.
You taking a picture of it?
I turn the lights all the way up.
Okay. Yeah, go that way. Go to Aristotle.
Well, that's a flashlight.
Go to Aristotle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See it?
All right, we got a picture.
Yep, we got it.
Here at right. the 2019...
Yes, the Skittle.
Skittle Olympics.
It's a beautiful day out there, Bob.
Brett Weinbach is now...
I'll say this, though. Even if he gets this right, it doesn't...
Well, it makes
I mean,
it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt his case.
I know.
Because we know what this one is.
But we also knew what the last one was.
I know it.
I know it. He says he knows it.
He goes, strawberry. That's red.
Do you want to call your neighbor?
I got my eyes right now. Actually.
All right.
Without a doubt, that's lime. Green.
No.
No.
It's purple. Look.
Oh, you know what? Now that I see the picture, yeah, that's
what?
Right. Yeah, it was purple. It is purple. It is purple. It is purple. Okay, hold on. One more time. Let me get one
I want to let him do it again. I do.
One more.
I want to know because this is make it or break it. If he,
right.
get, if he
Look,
gets...
Okay, I was wrong. Okay, that one I didn't get. That one I didn't get. The last one, the first one was strawberry.
I think this is break it or break it. I think he's already broken
okay,
it.
Okay, I know you were wrong then.
Okay,
would
yeah,
you
no,
admit that you were
I
wrong
was,
then?
I was wrong the second
okay,
round for
good.
Sure.
So he's not a
it's,
loose
it's,
10.
It's up in the air about the first round, you know, because the lighting, you know. Let's take another picture.
Look how I put it in the room.
Todd, can you turn
say,
the lights up?
Just say when you take the picture.
Okay, I think that's a no-brainer,
got
right?
A no-brainer.
Yeah, because that...
Got it.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
This is fun. This game has never been so much fun. There's a lot of controversy. In a little game like this, the town is amok with some rumors going around about some erroneous activity. Okay, he's taking his time. There is no doubt
I don't
that
know why
he...
I'm closing my eyes. I mean, okay.
Because you should.
Oh.
Unequivocally.
I stake my life on it.
I will bet my child.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
It's red. It's cherry.
No. No, Brett.
Okay, fine. It was pink. Strawberry.
No. It was lime. It was green. It was that bright green. No, you're not. No, he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
Brent. You were 0 for 3 and
okay,
so
look,
confident
okay,
every time.
Look, I'm gonna. This is how honest I am about the situation. Look, I got the first. I got the second two wrong for sure.
Okay.
I got the second one and the third one wrong for sure. And because of that, I now think I probably was wrong about the first one.
Okay, oh, there you are. There you
I
are.
Think it probably wasn't the lighting.
I could try it once. I mean, I
you
probably.
Know what? To be honest, I'm. So, it is weird. It is hard to tell the flavors.
You know, what I love?
It is hard to tell the flavors.
Hold on.
I'm learning something new here, actually.
Let me just do a quick one without, but I won't get ahead. Watch.
Wait, but who, did you see what color it was?
Oh, no.
No,
I didn't.
No one did.
I want to do one more.
Well, let me try one.
All right.
All right. All right. My eyes are closed. I don't need a photo. I mean, I trust you
guys.
Wait,
wait, wait. Let's, okay, let's see. Can I see?
Oh. I was fighting words.
I can't. The lighting, I can't even tell. All
right, turn the light on.
I still don't know what it is. Okay, got it. All right.
Everyone's got it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
You can go darker.
This is fun. I love the music. It makes the game work.
Yeah.
Now look, Eric.
How about you scan those Skittles this way?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard, actually.
Oh, I didn't see. Oh, yes, I did. You want to phone a friend?
I have no clue, but...
You want to phone a friend?
I'll say orange. No, that it was strawberry?
No.
No, I don't know. What was it?
It was green.
Green.
It's very hard
it's
to
green.
Tell.
It's green.
It's very hard to
isn't
tell.
Isn't it crazy? It's weird how the color of it makes you think that it...
Yeah.
It makes you, it informs you of the flavor.
Wait, do they all taste the same?
No.
No, I'm serious. I'm curious now.
No, they don't.
Do they?
I want to see if Eric can guess. Just
they don't.
Did you look?
Almost the same, but
okay.
There is a difference.
Do you see it? Do you see it?
Yeah. Eric just had a Skittle.
That tastes like fingers.
You got it.
You got it.
You
man.
Got it. It was a cut finger.
Red.
No.
Was I don't
yellow.
Know.
Yellow.
Yellow.
I mean,
really?
I think we've just
a
determined
lemon, a lemon tastes like cherry. That's crazy. Here's what's crazy about it, though. Right? For my second round, I was thinking, what did I say it was?
Who knows?
Well, anyway.
You said it was green.
Oh,
because
I thought
the
it was,
third one was green.
No, right. I thought it was lime. Yeah, right. I thought it was green. And then I was convinced it was green. I saw the picture, and I thought, and when I saw the purple, I thought, oh yeah, this is grape. It's weird how the seeing the color of it actually affected the taste.
Is there a chance that they all just taste the same?
That's what I was saying. I think so.
I don't think so, though. They definitely taste differently. They definitely taste different.
Wait, how do people guess?
Can I play?
Yeah.
Oh right. Shit.
I need one. I need one.
Yeah. Now I'm curious. Now I'm curious. You want me to throw that out for you?
No. I mean, I want to do it one more time. Actually.
Yeah.
I just.
I love it.
I want to get one right. I can't believe I can't get one.
I'm good. I did it once. I did as well as I could do, which is not getting it right. I'm good.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised how hard it is. Okay. Yeah. I see it. Aristotle.
Everyone seen it?
Aristotle has the Skittle in his mouth.
Actually, I'm not 100% on what that was, but yeah. Okay.
I know. He has a mirror on the roof of his mouth and his shoe. Aristotle was.
What is your answer, Mr. Stottle?
You know, he's really thinking this through. He sits behind that desk.
Was it yellow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dun, yes. Da, da, da.
I mean, we should just end there. He did it.
I mean, I just want to do one exhibition fight right
now. Yeah.
This is just an exhibition fight right here. I'm not looking at what this is here. You see it? Aristotle?
Yeah.
You see it?
Here, let me see.
Very clear.
Yeah, we're yeah, that's good.
You guys got it?
We're good, yeah.
You guys got it?
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
You got it? All right, ready?
Yep.
Wow.
This is my last try. This is my last chance. I'm not going to try anymore. I just want to. I want to get one.
You want to phone a friend?
Well, okay. What happened? I don't want the friend to give it away, but like, what happens if I just for the fun of it? What would happen if I phoned a friend?
Well, you can email a chum. Or you can ask a audience member. The chick will give her the
Or you can
flavor.
Do 50-50.
We'll give them the same flavor.
Do 50-50. Try 50-50.
Try 50-50.
Come on.
I'll tell you.
Fly.
Do 50-50.
Man, it's so weird because right now...
His eyes are still closed.
I know. I don't know why they're closed. They don't need to be closed.
Shut it. Makes
helps.
The game more fun.
Yeah, you're right.
It makes it more fun. Like
well, it's
you're
also
really...
like I'm really trying to focus on... Like I'm trying to delete one of my senses so that
yeah.
I can...
Enhance the other.
You enhance the other, yeah.
Here's the way the
you
way. Here's the way Ask a Friend in the Room works.
Can honestly, this tastes like a flavor
Brent.
That's not even in here.
Brent.
It tastes like pineapple.
Here's the way Ask a Friend works. We give a friend of yours in this room the same exact skittle you had. And you're allowed to ask them. You can either trust your instincts
or their
instincts.
That's cool.
No, but we all saw what it was, though.
I did.
Oh, who didn't? Okay. One person didn't?
You didn't see what it was? We should give him the same flavor. I'll close my eyes.
Who has the Skittles?
We need to find that one flavor.
Oh, wait. We might have eaten them all.
They're gone. Shoot.
They're all gone.
I mean, there's some in here. I don't know.
Oh, let's take a peek.
Here, I'm not going to eat any more of these, so you can just dig in.
Oh, I think there is one. Yeah, bring it over here, Brent.
Bring it over here.
Yeah.
Just dig in. I'm not.
You mind if I grab it?
I mean, tell me what I can see. Okay, close your eyes.
I mean, unfortunately, my...
Now, you don't have to trust his instincts.
Right, no, but
he might tell you he doesn't have a good read. All
right, your friend's phone is ringing right now.
Okay.
His phone is ringing, and I think he's going to pick up soon.
AT&T, would you connect?
I see his phone ringing right now.
It's a shame. I wish I could let you have another chance. And
I don't know why I'm closing my eyes still.
AT&T, we have Eric Olson on the phone. You're in the same room with him, Eric, right?
Yeah, I know what that is.
Hey, hi, Eric. It's Brent.
Wait, what do you both think it is? Wait, Brent, first give us what you think it might be.
Take your time.
Before Eric, you know, kind of jumps in.
I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards strawberry.
Eric,
pink.
What do you think it is?
I was kind of leaning towards lime.
Really? All right, Brent, are you going to trust yourself or your friend? Or meet in the middle. Meet in the middle.
It's
somewhere.
A hard choice to make. Sometimes
honestly,
a friend
honestly,
is...
Honestly, I'm not even kidding. I swear it tasted like pineapple, actually.
I was going to say it tastes like sour apple. But that's not a choice.
Well, Brent, are you going to go with you or your friend?
So Eric says lime. Do you want to trust his instincts?
Or your own, which have been proven to be quite good.
Are we both wrong?
One is more.
Or you can walk away with $25,000.
Or you can walk away right now with $25,000.
That's an option.
Why are my eyes closed? That's a real question.
Because this is a lot of money. This is life changing.
I'm gonna say
$25,000 going for $50,000.
That's a lot of money.
You're going for $1 million.
What are you gonna do with that money?
How's that gonna change your life?
I think I'm going to go with...
Seriously, what would you do?
Eric, if I said pink, strawberry, would you be upset about that?
No, I'll back you up with that.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay, pink, strawberry, final answer.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Wow, so sorry. So sorry. We were so close. It was his... He was right.
It was green.
It was green. You got it, Eric.
It was lime.
Wow.
Wow.
It was lime, baby. Is that what it's sort of doing?
That's pretty much it.
It was lime green.
Oh, can we? Oh, I would love to. I always say sing. Here, give me that.
If you want, I mean.
I always say singing ruins me, but I can't remember. Okay, can we put on a karaoke of like. Nah, never mind.
I can take that.
What instrumental music do you like? Do you like Back to the Future? The music?
Instrumental music that I like. Well,
what do you like?
I like a broad spectrum of music. I like music of I know new artists. I'm aware of.
Do you like classical?
But I also like everything. I like to go way. I'm obsessed with Wayne Newton, and I've been obsessed. Paul Anka, same thing. Like I never got to saw. I never got to see like Frank Sinatra, like you know, crooners. By the time I was out in L.A., I was like whatever age I was. He was already the word was. It was you know sad. He was you know reading monitors and
who which one
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So I never saw him. So Paul Anka, I that was the closest.
You
I
like
ever got.
You like crooner kind of guys.
I like the tight arrange. I like people that have like the arrangements and when it's so fucking tight. And but I like to play with it. That's why there's a guy Andy Frasco who we. It's a long story, but he ended up playing in here with Andy Frasco in the UN. And he's like a little bit of both. He's like. He's a younger guy. He's probably like 29 years old, and but his music is what would you say? Like, how do you say it? It's part of what scene does he?
It's I think blues rock technically,
but it has old school. Like he's got a horn section, so it's
29. That's like a sugar baby age. It's kind of getting down there.
Sugar child.
Yeah.
Honey child.
But
honey
I do
child.
Like I do like. You know, it's weird because I go, oh, how do I like it? Like Wayne Newton. You know what? Can I ask you a question? Can we watch it?
Can you?
Because even though we played it last week, some people go, Todd, you did it last week. So what? It's my show. I can do whatever I want.
Do you remember this, too?
I once said it is easy to be humble when you're a success.
details
the trick is to be arrogant when you're a flop. When it's one full of money.
He's one of those guys that he can do a joke and then it's not that funny and then the bang kicks in. Oh yeah, do it again. I love hearing it. This is literally him in his Vegas show. Like, does this and then goes to the band, fires up.
I once said it is easy to be humble when you're a success. The trick is to be arrogant when you're a flop. When it's one full of money.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah. So Wayne Newton, there's like 40 piece orchestra and it's so tight. I would show you something. Maybe we'll do it at the end.
Hmm.
So I don't feel like I'm ruining the show. But I will show you one thing that a clip of Wayne Newton. That'll be the last thing we do before we say goodbye.
I always wanted to see Wayne Newton in Las Vegas.
Now you don't want to.
Well, his voice is shot.
Yeah, not even.
He doesn't sing anymore, actually.
No, right? He does.
He has guests come, right?
No, he has a thing where he shows like the clips over the years of him with Lucille Ball and him with Sammy Davis Jr. And then he opens up with like two songs and closes with one song.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a drummer and a keyboard. But it's, you know, look, if he wasn't a Trump supporter now, I would even say it with more warmth, but even that I would still say it's sad. Look, at the end of the day, it's sad. His voice went, I don't know why. He's had some, you know, he's had some bout with bad plastic surgery, you know, and I get it, not wanting to face being older, I get it, but still it's like, so now, but you wanted to see Wayne Newton in 2000. Then,
well,
isn't that sad that that's not that long ago?
No,
in
but actually,
a weird way,
even in 2000. Well, yeah, I would have liked to have seen him in 2000, sure, yeah.
2000, here's what people said. He lost his voice.
Yeah.
But then you went and saw him, and then everyone went, it didn't fucking matter. Yeah, yeah. He doesn't hit some of the notes he used to hit. He can't.
It's still kind of fun to watch.
It was still fucking.
The aura is still there.
Everything, and he could sing enough. So but
he supported Trump back then too, but not like presidentially, like other stuff. He supported
businesses.
Well, his cameo in Home Alone 2 stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know?
I forgot about that.
He might have been at the Trump hotel.
Mar-a-Lago, you know? Yeah. I've been to Mar-a-Lago, you know.
Well, no, I'm talking Trump.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What did you do there?
Well, my grandparents used to live. I mean, they're dead now, but they lived in Palm Beach, and they would like have lunch there and stuff.
Eric's grandfather.
Oh, you too?
That's rude, Eric, to a guest. His grandfather just died, so he feels he has the right.
Oh, to really?
Yeah, 3 days ago. That's
I'm
what
sorry to hear that. Sorry
yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. It feels like 3 days, though.
It feels. Because he's processing it.
Yeah, very quickly.
So, you go to Las Vegas?
Why?
For fun?
Oh, do I go?
But you like to watch shows?
I wanted to talk more about the music.
Oh, yeah, please.
No, back to shows. Yes, I don't go to that many shows, but one I became obsessed with there for years was this performer called Cookie Jar and the Crumbs. And I would go see him every night after my shows. I'd rush over where he was at. He was like a Vegas. He was in the 70s. He was around and he was on like shows. And then he went to Vegas and had this unbelievable live show. He was just crazy. So eccentric. I can't even explain it. But I became. Why do you like, what type of shows do you go see? Like, do you go
magic
see
magic shows?
Have you seen? Oh, like which ones?
David
have you seen,
Copperfield.
How's David Copperfield?
It's good. It's really good. Not what you expect. It's so you have no idea what that you okay. What do you think when you think David Copperfield?
Ooh.
Yeah, right. That's what you exactly right. You think a man of mystery.
Yeah.
You know, David
in the
Copperfield,
world of magic.
Yeah, magic. I'm gonna spoil just the beginning of the show. There's a lot of really weird turns that the show takes. I won't spoil those, but this is how the show starts off. Okay. This is my impression of David Copperfield's show. Okay,
you want reverb?
No, this is
I'll
fine.
Give you a little.
Okay, fine. It goes. Show starts off. Actually, there's like hip hop music playing as pre music, but okay, that's just one thing. But anyway, then he comes out and he goes like this. Okay, you thinking man of mystery, right?
Ooh, you know, man, yeah. You know,
boom, 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 boom,
magic, you know, right? This is how he starts the show. How y'all doing tonight? Everybody do this. And he kind of like makes everybody do this thing with
David
their hands.
Copperfield?
Yes. First of all, he's wearing slacks and a button-up shirt untucked. Okay? He's not wearing any kind of suit or, you know, special kind of outfit.
You're not talking about Ron White.
Right. I mean, you would think I wasn't, but you think I was. But so, how y'all doing tonight? Everybody do this. Now do this. now do this. And he does this thing with his arms and hands, and he's able to bend his limbs in a way that other people can't, right? And he goes, and after he kind of proves that, he goes, now do this. And he starts clapping and for you to clap. And then when he came out and did that, I thought, what? I thought, this is not what I was expecting. But then the show just gets crazy.
How many, if you could guess, does the theater hold these in? 500?
No, I think probably maybe 200 or something.
Oh,
like
really?
That. So it's a smaller theater. And but he does 15 shows a week or something like that. And he does it. He does take time. Sometimes he takes time off, but he works a lot.
So he probably decided, for whatever the reason, to do a smaller room and probably maybe enjoy it more, because you don't have to do the grandiose, you know, you can still make it big and they're not expecting it in this little room, but you still don't have to do the production.
Yeah, it kind of felt like a comedy club, actually. It wasn't like a theater. It's tables and chairs, you know, so it looks like a club. It reminds me of an improv or something, you know.
I had a fight with him once. No.
Really?
Wow. God, everyone take a deep breath.
And we saw...
What did you say? What other shows?
Chris Angel.
Mind Freak.
He saw it.
I was there.
I
wasn't there for Copperfield, but I was there. I was there for Mind Freak.
What about that, Chris Angel?
He's chill.
It was good.
He's a chill guy. No, crazy.
It's a spectacle. Here's the thing. You know, David Copperfield's nothing what you'd expect it to be. Chris Angel's exactly what you expect.
He's even more what you expect him to be.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Is it like?
It's like
magic.
He does like he has pyrotechnics and
it's really
lasers
crazy.
And it's really flashy and big.
It's
know?
Really wild.
And that show takes a weird turn. I don't want to spoil it.
Let me ask you a question.
Actually, to be honest, he might not be doing that anymore because he has a new show.
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. And I accept your answer because, you know, like, I haven't seen enough of it, but I've seen some of it. And whenever I see it, tell me if I went to see it, I'm going to tell you the way I feel it would be because of some stuff I've seen, not only from him, but then I know someone else that had a show and they were shooting it. And you hear things and they're true. They're true. They're true. Come on, I'm not looking.
You hear things and they're true.
Not always.
Hear rumors and they're all true.
I'm saying when it's someone you know that was on the set of something and you just know, and they're not a vicious person, and they see behind, they share it with you.
You have to go to that show with a certain frame of mind, first of all.
So let me ask you this. If I went to see Chris Angel, would I leave? I'm not trying to not enjoy myself, but would I leave and go, wow, I thought it was going to see a lot of, well, obviously that's fake and that's fake, but I really didn't. Because I'll tell you why. Once I see it, even if someone else can get past it, I can. If I spot one bullshit, disingenuous thing, I don't care with close-up magic. I'm not looking to fool those guys. That's amazing. You know, close-up magic, I don't care if it's magic or it's sleight of hand. I can't fucking do it.
Yeah.
So I just sit there and I'm in awe. With him, I always thought it was like camera tricks, and then they hire people, I heard, to play parts.
Sure, sure, sure.
So therefore, I don't believe any of it, so it doesn't grab me.
But with that said, this is a live show. There's no cameras, obviously. And he does actually have some pretty cool illusions.
There's some pretty impressive stuff.
He has some pretty cool illusions in the show.
Yeah.
And look, the show's, I mean, it's...
it's bizarre.
It takes some weird turns, and it's cheesy. He's cheesy.
How big was the room?
It's entertaining, though.
The room's like, I don't know, 500 to 1,000?
That one's bigger. He has a bigger room. He's very extravagant with his
And he's
show.
He's a dark guy, you know, I'll say this. He's no angel. It's true. He's definitely no angel.
Trying to be, you know, for whatever it's worth, I always try to be responsible, even if it's something like this, that your words get into people's ears and you're going, is Todd negating? So, I mean,
Worth seeing. It's a really fun show.
No, but you have to go with the right frame of mind where you can, you know to expect that it's going to be something that, I mean, he really wants the audience to give it up for him. He tries really hard for that to happen. He really wants the crowd to give him standing ovations and stuff. I mean, he pretty much asks for it. And
he's strange.
You have to go in with the right frame of mind where
I loved it.
This is going to be kind of a funny. It's going to be funny, you know, and that's what it's about. It's funny, but there actually are cool tricks.
There are cool tricks, but it's also kind of funny.
It's funny too.
Go down that journey because you're not negating that through some of that stuff, if you go, okay, you're going to see that, but then that's actually really fucking cool.
No, you go there before the funny aspect, too.
Right.
It's
well,
funny
that's in
too.
Your. Not for everybody.
Yeah, not for everybody. But I'm saying for us.
For us. Right,
that's
right,
also
right.
kind of all of Las Vegas, though, you know? Like, you yeah. go there being like, oh, this is silly and stupid, but there's also some impressive stuff.
But it's also know? Like, in a way, it's not. I mean, he's talented. He actually is talented. I mean, as a performer.
Yeah. Oh, he's talented.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there is an art and a. Even if someone might think it's cheesy, there's it takes some kind of skill to be that
a lot
way,
of skill.
You know?
A lot of skill.
And, yeah, we saw
he's
Chippendales.
A mind freak.
We went to Chippendales also. Oh, did you go? To, you didn't
I
go. Didn't. Oh, you
I
didn't
was
go.
Sick.
We went to Chippendales. We went to all the shows.
Carrot Top.
We saw Carrot Top.
Oh, I saw. I loved it.
It was fun. It was
Can
fun.
I tell you? I went. I smoke. So, and I saw it without being high, and definitely being high was a treat.
You've seen him both times? Twice?
I've seen him like three times.
Oh, so one high and one not
well,
high.
One over the years, I'd seen him years ago at like, you know, NACA conventions. That's
yeah,
years
sure.
and years
yeah,
and years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah.
But in the present, in the theater with where the show has taken on another, yeah. I saw it probably like three or four times there. And I went because I was in town opening up for David Spade. Yeah. And then we got in a night early, so we both went over. Mm-hmm. And
it's fun.
Is David Spade friends with him or know him?
I think everybody's friends with
yeah,
him.
Scott,
you know? Yeah.
Scott, yeah.
And you know, he's so excited to have comedians there because, you know, like at the end of the day, he grew up hanging out with comedians.
Yeah. yeah.
We should have said we were comedians, actually. He said that he thought he thought we were models. Not me, not because of me, it's because there's this other guy we know who's kind of a thin young guy looking like you know, with
right,
you know,
he thought you guys
he,
were
he saw Andrew and he saw our friend Trevor. And he saw our group because he goes out into the audience.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's like, oh, where are you guys? He's like, oh, look at these models here. And but he kind of grouped all of us in that were sitting there, like as with the models. So I was a model for you know.
Didn't
a,
it feel
an
good?
Hour. It felt amazing, actually.
Yeah,
now I know cool. what it feels like to be Andrew. You know.
<That's> cool.
And the tin bucket comes out of the ceiling and there's a bottle of Jack.
Yeah, that was a
that's
crazy
what happened.
Moment. Yeah,
that was
yeah,
the, that was the part.
When,
that was
when happened.
That's
yeah.
when he called us models.
Yeah.
And then they
hired.
Said, "Oh, where are you from?" We said, "Los Angeles." He's like, "Oh yeah, that makes
models
sense."
Models town.
Models. Yeah.
Model city.
Like but
it's the show. Was,
we should have said we were comedians. He would have liked us maybe.
Yeah.
He would have. And you if when you I think the backstage is like everything you want it to be. If you want people to want to hang out, like if you want something
oh,
to
really?
Eat.
Oh, that's cool.
Done. Whatever it is, because you're in that hotel. You want lox and bagels. You want sushi. You want breakfast. They're always like, oh no, what do you want? You know, what do you,
did you
we'll get you anything you want? What are you hungry? What do you want? And then there's a bar back there with a bartender.
Yeah.
So it's fun to hang out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get any sense of what his life is like? Is he like partying after shows and stuff? Like, what does he do? Like, it's so weird to live in Vegas and do these shows.
I know.
It's just
I don't
so
know.
I know. And you do them every night.
I
know. You
know? It's and
crazy.
It's and you're doing the same material, but it's different crowds. It just yeah. seems so strange. You know.
And by the way, also look. I don't need to say the preface I was going to say. It's not just props. It's also sight gags.
Oh, light.
That's
funny. I love
that
the
joke
show.
With the curtain not
yeah.
being able to shut.
Yeah, no,
and
it was funny.
And then this pin spot they had. I go, oh.
He's a funny performer. It's great.
You know what it made me think? I wish if I ever had the opportunity. I know this is crazy, but someone goes, there's going to be a show, and you're the prop comedian on the show. You'll have money to build props. You'll hire the comedians you want. Like two or three, they'll write, come up with ideas. Because I think of visual things,
oh,
and they have a crew to build them.
Oh, people talk crap about props. I love props. I would use props if I was thinking. I do use props.
You do use props.
I do use props. And I'm not, and I would like to use more.
Yeah, but
and I think props are cool because I like visual stuff. And yeah,
it's great. And for some reason, like a lot of stuff, I guess when there's less of it, but you know, it gets for some reason, you know, like especially like back. In the like 80s, like if you had a guitar, and I had a friend that had a guitar, but he didn't do song parodies, he didn't do anything. I'm like, you're worrying over nothing. That just became with the parodies. But like, it's what you do with props, obviously. But it's like, of course, the same thing. It's like whatever you do with stand up, you can do typical stand up and do it shitty or good or this or that. Same
also,
thing with
props. In the 80s, when I you know I used to watch a lot of stand up comedy on TV in the 80s, and my favorite. I always got excited when I saw someone bring a bag or a suitcase on stage because I knew, oh, there's going to be some multimedia stuff going on here. There's going to be some toys and, you know, props and stuff. I always got excited about the props, you know?
I liked when I saw, like, I started realizing that just like with stand-up, there was good and bad because there were some props that I was like, all right, that's, you know, I could do without that. But then there was guys like Rich Hall who would come up on stage and I'd be like, oh, fuck, that's so inventive. I fucking love that. Which gave me hope. I go, okay, I could do that. If I like doing stuff, I could do stuff like that. Or a guy that would have a guitar but do original songs. Then I was like, okay, I see that all the things you could do and no one...
Do you use props? Ever use props?
I've had them, and then I go, oh, do I want to bring this everywhere? But something that was at a club backstage.
Oh, there's only that of the issue of, oh, I got to lug this with me now, or
if
whatever.
You want to do if it, want, right.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, I won't be able to think of anything
props are
right
kind of
now.
Fun, though, huh?
Yeah, they are fun. Like,
get some props going.
With
here.
The band? I mean, with the band, I guess it's definitely props, because they have, like...
They have gadgets and things.
Silverware. Yeah. And if I go make it sound like a restaurant, they all have, right, like, their right, spoons right. and knives. Right. And so they're yeah, in the show with the band, there's a lot of props.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
Props to props. Because I think props are cool, you know?
Yeah.
And so, therefore... You know, Carrot Top, he's cool.
Rich Hall used to have this thing he would take, and I loved it. He would take out a, what's that, you know, the thing you file stuff in, but an accordion filer.
Yeah, a wallet.
No, it's like big for
an accordion wallet, or a legal wallet.
But it's for 8x10 pieces of paper.
I know it.
And it says ABC, and it's like this, and it spreads open. And he would just take it and look at it, and then he'd open it up, and then the sound guy knew when to do it, and when he shut it, you heard accordion music.
Yeah,
and
that's funny.
And then he went,
uh-huh. That's good.
And then he threw it up in the air. When it hit the ground, it went brim. And it was like, fuck. I really like that.
That's Can I ask good. A question?
Yeah.
All that stuff you guys were talking about happened in Las Vegas?
Yeah, what?
All those shows? Yeah.
Yeah, I never heard of anything that happens in Las Vegas.
Whoa. Oh, nothing.
Oh, there's nothing.
Nothing happened.
No.
You guys were just
no.
talking
no.
about
no.
Las Vegas.
Well,
it's
no,
a
no,
place.
No,
it's a place.
It's a really fun place.
It was in Pahrump.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
There's a Marie Calendar.
Yeah.
There's a Marie Calendar.
An M&M factory.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think that.
We flew over it.
Yeah, we flew
over it. Yeah, yeah.
To get to Reno.
Yeah, we went to Reno.
We were going to Reno.
Yeah.
Wow, you feel it, it's sexy. Guess what we have to do? We're going for the clothes. Wow.
I hope we didn't spend too much time talking about Las Vegas shows, you know?
You know what you did? You did perfect. I feel relaxed. That's all that's ever important.
Uh-huh. Well, we're just out of curiosity.
Seriously.
Were there anything? The Skittles thing was really...
Oh,
that was
well, fun, we huh? could do... Oh, yeah, I love that, you know, that he cares.
Well, I just, you know...
I'll get through them real quick. Watch this. So.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel better, because getting through them quick, it's not like you're going, oh, he has to get them through them quick. Tell you the truth, it's more fun to go through them quick.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
then they're done, and then we can decide. Here we go. This is a message that I got from Rory Scovel. I thought, you know what, I didn't really need it, you know? We had enough, we were yep, talking.
God, it's Rory. I know it's 7:30 in the morning on Valentine's Day, but I want to call you for two reasons. One, I'm worried you're not getting enough sleep. I'm worried that you're too distracted by text messages or phone calls late into the night or early in the morning. I'm worried about you. And second of all, it's Valentine's Day. You're my Valentine. I know you were wondering, would you end up being my Valentine? For the 10th straight year in a row. Guess what, bud? You are. You are 100% my Valentine for the 10th straight year
okay.
in a row.
Then...
Which is a fucking big deal. Because I had a lot of offers this year. A lot of candidates. A lot of people wanted to get in. A lot of people wanted that title. And I said, no. Todd has earned it. It goes to Todd. It will always be Todd. I don't have time for other people. Todd. Anyways, working on New Year's resolution of leaving shorter messages. So that's what I'm doing. I'm about to fly to Nashville, so if you call me back, I'm going to miss you, but let's chat this weekend.
All right, cool. Now this,
Can't
I know
wait
you
for
asked.
Vancouver.
All right.
So that we can fight in front of all those local comics. You know what I mean? Give them what they want. Fisticuffs.
That's nice. It is kind of interesting for him to say, will you be my Valentine, and then say, I won't be able to be reached at all, and I'll see you maybe next weekend.
Doesn't sound like much of a Valentine. This is just because I'm coming to a few helium, so I made this song. But I didn't have to do it tonight, but I'll let you know. This is it.
Everyone get ready now.
I'm doing coming to the helium.
Todd's coming back to helium.
Portland. St. Louis.
He'll show you how.
I'm coming to the heliums in your neighborhood. Wow, it's exciting.
See, the lights are super dim. Todd's coming back to helium. Be prepared to welcome him. Todd's coming back to helium.
got that. And then we have this. I don't know why. I just haven't played this in a while. Do we have that? No big deal. Good. That's one less thing to do. I dreamed of
having... Oh, I want to hear it.
I dreamed of having... Oh, shut up. I didn't like the way I said shut up.
I think you and I met it.
I just like this song, but we played a little bit of it.
Which one was that? Oh, yeah. We heard it.
And then Why Down song. Way Down song. Yes, for some reason, I don't know. I just pictured we'd all be talking. I pictured we'd all be talking. And then it just started.
The lights are going dim. The sound of the breathing.
Just a good song, you know. But thank you. But now we going for the close. Let me take my time. It got a little too hot in here for me. Can I tell you, I'm excited to go do Doug's show, but I hate to do two things in one night.
Sure.
Starts being on your mind.
Yeah, because now you can't kind of just hang out and do the post-show kind of chatting
exactly.
And all that and just chill out or whatever.
And that's my favorite thing to
do.
Yeah,
that's kind of nice, yeah.
That is my... So yeah. Doug has ruined that for me tonight.
Boo,
Doug.
Brent and I will just chill here, and then when you're done with the show, we'll chill with us, you know, later.
I feel like if we could all do a song together like that, but like we just orchestrate it, even if we're close as we can get, that would be a fun way to end.
Yeah.
Okay, now,
yeah.
What I have in my head... What if we do it twice and we take one out? I don't care. Or we leave everything in. Whatever we want it to
be. Maybe in homage to it being the boys, you know, like Brent said earlier, we could sing Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
I think, is that easy to remember? That's easy to
remember.
That's
easy. Easy song.
Yeah.
And it's time. And I think with what's going on right now, it's a nice thing to say sort of in the into the Me Too movement.
Yeah, yeah.
We're saying... All they want is to have fun. Be nice. We can make a nice ending. It can have a little depth.
Yeah. I like
it can
that.
Have a little depth.
A little depth. I mean, not that there wasn't plenty of depth earlier with the whole talking during the credits thing and everything.
Yeah. Wow. Hold on. Wait. Before we do this, hold on. Is there anything you want to say before we do it?
Let's just have fun.
That's what Andy Frasco said.
Yeah.
Andy Frasco's new album's out. It's called, what is it called?
A Change of Pace.
Go listen to Andy Frasco. Get familiar with Andy Frasco. You will end up liking him. You will end up going... All you got to do is listen to like three things and you'll be like, do we have one of...
Chris Farron is so jealous.
Chris Farron's so jealous because Andy Frasco's hair is a lot thicker. And it's... What's the name of his new CD?
Change of Pace.
And it's great. There's a lot of really good songs on it.
All right.
So... When I say we're going to close, that means the good thing about that is I can do it slow. We're going to slow close. What did you do? You wanted to know?
You're saying, is there anything you want to mention and stuff? I have this comedy special that, can I mention that?
Yes.
I'll plug something myself too.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Listen,
I don't know if that's what you were asking.
I wasn't sure either.
I wasn't sure if that's what you were asking.
Of course, you know why? And you don't have to rush by it.
Right.
People are listening to the show. They're going to enjoy listening to you talk about what you're doing. And then if they live in your neighborhood, they literally can go. Some people, it will get in their ears. And you will literally be performing where they could drive over and see you. Now, what about the people where you can't? So what? We're talking about stuff.
Wait, is that what you were asking?
Yeah. Well, I am. Yes.
You were asking that?
Yes,
is there anything you want to say? You were asking that. Right?
Final thought or always.
Oh, you were asking for final thoughts,
Final thought or.
Or plug.
Or plugs. Because that's what we sort of. Some people don't perform here, but I always go around. Anything? You got it?
Oh,
you
I got
good?
Some stuff, too.
So what is it? Let's hear it.
Let's hear Brent's
first.
Well,
okay. Here's a final thought then first.
Because I gave my final thought. You give your final thought. Then I'll plug.
And then plug and plug.
Plug and plug.
So, okay. Final thought, plug and plug.
Plug and plug.
Would you like some music behind your final thought?
Yeah.
Sure. We have... Is that good? Oh, you're going to do your own music?
Yeah. I like to accompany myself when I...
Here we go. A little softer. Little reverb in his voice. I mean, I have to produce a show. I can't. My show has to come to close with some finesse. Thank you.
My final thought for today is this. Skittles. You think there's a lot of flavors there, but there really isn't much flavor at all. It's just sweet. The color is what makes the flavor. This final thought has been brought to you by the Todd Glass Show and Skittles.
And
available at local Ralphs and Vons.
We don't like see the rainbow instead of taste the rainbow.
It's not taste the rainbow.
See the rainbow.
You know what? Andrew, you are so right.
It's
man.
True.
It's See the Rainbow.
Can you get
see
in on
rainbow.
This final thought with me?
Can I get in on it with you too?
Get in on it.
I'm going to get in on it with you too. Okay. Every time I look at the Skittle before I taste it and I go, ah, shit, I just saw it. You know, I'm not, I know when you don't mean to do it, but you put it in, you think, you go, ah, I saw it. And then when I taste it, I go, I knew it was that. Because you saw it.
You saw it.
Oh, why didn't I pick lemon? Lemon's easy.
You know what?
Skittles,
because
see
I thought
rainbow.
Lemon's easy. So get, no, lemon's not easy. My it's new, easy when
you just
see
admit
it.
Did you just admit to cheating?
In the No, I always, operator?
I got a new final thought.
Yes.
I'm going to start training myself whenever
Hold
I
Hold on, I have some, let's try in the background. Let's put words in the background. See how that'll be. The instrumental one for that we use on the road. Wow. Final thought.
I'm gonna.
You know what? I should. Go a little softer. Maybe I made a mistake. I bet that other music was actually better. The other music, bring it a little softer. Okay. So, what did you want to say?
My new final thought is that I'm gonna try to start eating Skittles without looking at them.
And guessing?
And start training myself to know what they are. Or start to just appreciate them for the flavors that they are and not appreciate them for the way they look. It's not about what they are on the outside. It's about what they taste like on the inside. And so I want to truly taste the rainbow.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Great prayer.
Amen.
Great opening.
Amen.
And I don't.
Amen.
And by the way,
Amen.
I'm not,
Amen.
I don't want to just do that to Skittles. All food.
You want to do it to all food?
Yeah.
Like
you know what?
Reese's
I want
cups.
To. I want to taste. I want to taste what's on the inside, not what's on the outside. And yeah. And people wow. too. People also. People. Not just food. People.
People too.
Anything? Oh, any projects?
I got some stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he did. Final thought.
Final thought.
You first? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could follow me on social media. I got stuff on there. You know, it's Andrew and then M-I-C-H-A-A-N. I have a pilot that's online that's funny that
what
Brent
is
actually in. That's called Ghost Family.
You can go just, look at it. Hey.
Go look at that. It's on Vimeo.
Go look at it right now. I demand you. As the power invested in me as the owner of the Todd Glass Show.
It's got lots of funny people in it. Myself, Brent, Greg Turkington, Donnie Devaney. I don't know. Different funny folks. So go watch that. It's called Ghost Family. It's on Vimeo. Just search that word, ghost, and then family. That's it for me. I'm doing comedy all over Los Angeles and around the country and whatever. You'll see that.
Here's this might be Brent a good sir. One. Not now, but later we'll use this song that's playing now and we'll go to close with it with all doing going with it.
Singing along with
it's
it?
A good,
I love
it's a good
it.
One, okay?
Here's what's going on. Here's what gives for me.
Yes.
All right, what gives is this. On Amazon, you can there's a comedy special. It's called Appealing to the Mainstream.
What? We heard about that. What?
So check it out. If you have Amazon Prime, you can see it for free.
What?
Yeah. It's that easy.
It's crazy.
And it's called Appealing to the Mainstream. Check it out.
Chocolate and banana.
And check out youtube.com/Brent Weinbach for videos.
You know what? Maybe I'll give you a little
and
extra
Vimeo
boost.
Too.
Go check out. Just put in Brent Weinbach. Videos will come up and you'll go, holy fuck, these are really funny. Yeah, that's
check
the way.
Check
I know how to. I know how
hey,
to,
you know how to do
I
it.
I know how to do it. People don't want to go, oh, yeah. Are they cute? No, they're fucking funny.
And Vimeo,
fuck
too.
Cute. Okay. These are funny. And send them some money on Vimeo.
Well, I mean, I wish you could.
No, I'm sorry.
I wish you could.
I'm trying to be nice.
Send me some money on Vimeo.
Any final thought over there?
Oh, you're thinking Venmo, that's what.
And then we'll, and plug. Anything? Eric?
I'm good.
What if your son is listening to the show?
Go to bed.
Oh. I mean, while you mentioned Venmo, I'm paying for some funny stuff on there. I'm making some inside jokes with my friends about stuff I'm paying for. So, you know, follow me there. You know, take a peek.
Right. Why not? How about you? Oh, follow you on Venmo.
I'm kidding.
I just got...
You know, my friend takes me to dinner. I say paying for sex, you know, $10. You know, funny
right,
jokes
right.
like
you
that,
know what,
you know?
It is sort of a...
It is.
You know, there's no pressure on it, but sometimes you're like, I do laugh
yeah,
at some
people are doing it.
Right. Just to clarify... I was saying Vimeo, not Venmo.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, I knew you were. I knew you were.
I'm just making sure.
And when you said Venmo, I thought it was like a, like I was thinking of the one where you have a movie you're trying to do.
Kickstarter.
Vimeo.
Kickstarter.
Oh,
Vimeo. See, there's Venmo, there's Vimeo.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of Vimos going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Indiegogo, you mean.
Indiegogo, thank you.
Indiegogo. For India, you could travel to India. It's a travel agency. They take you to India.
It's a club, an Indian nightclub called Indiegogo.
Hey, watch your fucking mouth. Aristotle?
Download the Himalaya app and send me a picture of yourself. Or tweet at Starburns Audio.
Wait, what's that?
It'd be like, Aristotle told me to download Himalaya.
What's the Himalaya app?
It's a sick new podcasting app. You probably heard it in an ad, but...
I don't want to hear about an app unless it lets me hear my favorite podcast a day early, all
right? Right.
Shut up!
I'm trying to win points over here, all right? This is very particular.
I'm plugging it. I'm saying, you know what? I want to be the
plug
guy
it harder.
Goes, I see the tie. I don't have to wait till the day it comes out. Because I'm smart. John?
Hey, remember we're all going to die one day.
Thank you. It's a good way to look at it because it makes you appreciate life.
That's true.
Makes you appreciate life.
And it makes you fear death.
And that's what we're going for on the Todd Glass Show. So anyway, here we go. We'll come back in with words. I hope I do it right. Put a shit ton of reverb in all our mics. Everybody over there will join in. If this isn't right, I'd rather stop and get something that is. Thank you, guys. That goes quick, right?
It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you, I...